Why do Muslims say Allah? The Quran is the holy scripture for the Muslims, and as such, it forms the basis for the teachings of Islam. The Quran is in the Arabic language, and it uses the Arabic word Allah to describe the creator and sustainer of the universe, the only one who is to be worshipped. How can we understand the meaning of the word Allah from the Arabic language? There is a word in the Arabic language that means God, Ilah, and it comes from the root Ilaha. It means something or anything that's worshipped. The plural of Ilah is Awliha. The article V in Arabic is El, and if you pronounce El in front of Ilah, it becomes Elilah, and this is a thing which is worshipped. You can also place the article El in front of the word Awliha, the plural, and it becomes El Awliha. This means the gods or the things that are to be worshipped. However, when the word Ilah reaches its perfected state, as in Allah, it can no longer be made plural, and it loses the ability to have gender. That is to say, it cannot be made male nor female. Literally, the word Allah means the only one to be worshipped. It is also the name used in the Quran that Allah uses when He refers to Himself or describes Himself. Some might ask why the term we is used in the Quran to refer to Allah, when it's very evident that Allah is one, is singular, without any partners. Why would He refer to Himself as we? This is easily explained when we consider that there is something even in the English language which deals with the respect for authority of the king or the one who is over everyone. As the king or queen would say, "We decree the following decree," or "We are not amused," when in fact there's only one person sitting there on the throne. We come to know that this is the royal we. Additionally, we can understand the respect in terminology when we address each other. When we speak about a glass or a chair, we say it is. When we say the plural, we say these are, those are, he is singular, she is singular, the people are plural. But when we speak to an individual standing in front of us out of respect, we say you are, even though there's only one person there. So in the same way, there is the respect in the language for the one being spoken to or the one who is in high authority, such as the king or Almighty God. This explains the usage of the term we or us in the Quran. What do Muslims believe about Allah? The belief of the deity of Islam is pure, pristine, and simple monotheism. Allah is the only God worthy to be worshipped. Islam offers the monotheistic concept of Almighty God to be absolute, perfect, without any deficiencies, without any partners, and without comparing Allah to anything that He has created. Islam teaches Muslims to have unwavering faith in the belief in exactly what Allah has described Himself as in the Quran, and whatever His Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, has described Allah to be, no more and no less. Muslims must believe totally in all the names and attributes or characteristics of Allah. One cannot believe in some of them and yet disbelieve in others. Also, one cannot accept the names of Allah without their associated attributes. That is, one cannot say Allah is Al-Hayy, which means the living, and then turn around and say that He is without life. Nor can he say Allah is Al-Basir, which means the all-seeing, and then say that Allah does not really see. Similarly, in names or meanings, does not imply similarity in what is being described. We know that Allah says that He has hands, but we do not imagine them to be compared in any way to the hands of a human being. Likewise, we know that Allah has speech, but we do not compare the speech of Allah to the speech of humans. Islam eliminates any anthropomorphism or human qualities from their conception of Almighty Allah. His attributes are not like human attributes, despite any similarity in the terms or labels or descriptions that are used in Islam to refer to Allah. Certain words are ambiguous or vague in their meanings, and so they may be susceptible to misinterpretation. Only the meanings that are in accordance with what Allah has specified in His book, the Quran, or the teachings of His Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, are going to be acceptable as the descriptions of Almighty Allah. Let us turn our attention to the understanding that Muslims hold regarding the nature of Allah. Islam teaches that Allah is the ultimate in His names, His attributes, and His characteristics. For example, He is the All-Merciful, the All-Loving, the All-Just, and so on. Allah is one, alone, worthy of all worship. He has no partners or associates, and there is none other worthy of worship anywhere in the entire universe. Allah is unique, incomparable. He's the only God, the Creator, the Evolver, the Sustainer of all that exists. Yet He is not created, nor is He sustained. He is eternal, all-powerful, absolutely just, totally merciful, all-loving, all-compassionate, all-gracious, and all-forgiving. Allah created the universe as a test for Adam and the children of Adam to see if they would worship Him alone without making partners, or if they would deny Him and refuse to worship Him as He has decreed, or attempt to worship Him through some manner of what He has created. He sent His messengers, peace be upon all of them, to warn and to guide all of mankind to the right way and to the righteous actions. Some of His messengers we call prophets, like Abraham and David and Suleiman. Some He sent with books and writings, such as Moses and Jesus the Christ, the Son of Mary. And finally, He sent Muhammad, peace be upon him, as the last and the final messenger for all of mankind. His book is the Holy Quran. It is the only authentic revealed book remaining in the world today that has been preserved without any change. Are there other religions that accept the name Allah for their deity? It's a fact that the Arabic Bible for Arab Jews and Arab Christians uses the word Allah throughout the text. On page 1 in the book of Genesis, the word Allah in the Arabic language appears 17 times. Islam depends heavily on the word Allah because Islam is the complete submission and obedience to Allah. The name Allah in Islam never refers to Muhammad, peace be upon him, nor to anyone or anything else which Allah has created. Does Allah mean God? In fact, in consideration of what we have just discussed, the perfect word to describe the one true God of monotheism could only be Allah.